Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
Welcome to Partnering with Parents, a podcast with the Classical Academies. Many of you know that my wife, Barbara, and I played a role in starting the Classical Academies back in 1999. We homeschooled our own three children through the program. One of the most important feedback elements that we received over the years that was parents really valued the time to focus not only on their child's academics, but also on their character and their integrity. It really impacted our entire family. So today, I was going to talk with you a little bit more about character education. So please welcome Coastal Academy's principal, Marcy Cashin, to the show.
Thanks, Cameron. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
So Marcy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been with Coastal Academy for 15 years in several different positions. I've been an educational specialist. I've been a curriculum writer. I was the founding principal of our Vista location, but currently I serve as the principal of Coastal, which has definitely been my sweet spot. I definitely love what I do at Coastal.
So tell us why character education program is so important.
Well, Cam, we know, as you said, that parents want what's best for their kids. And people who care deeply about their children's education, and specifically character education, are the people that founded Classical Academy. And as you know, Cam, our school actually began because of a group of parents that wanted this hybrid program so that they could homeschool their kids, but also keep aspects of traditional school. And I think one of the aspects of the traditional school was character education in practice. So with parents serving as the primary educator for their kids, they could ensure that values were taught and lived out, whether it was at home or on a school campus. And on the school campus, that experience is actually a great place to teach and practice the character education aspects and socialization. So I think having a school campus atmosphere is a safe place and loving place that kids and parents can actually practice those social skills and find correction when it's needed, but in a supportive environment. And from Classical's inception, we've highlighted the teaching of values. The use of Hirsch's core knowledge was one of the ways. We also introduced the 8 keys of excellence into our curriculum and our culture on campus. Our school seemed to attract parents that are deeply invested in their students' education, which often means our parents are committed people who desire high-quality kids, and character education adds to that.
Well, we know the school culture is so important, so how are you creating a character education culture at Coastal Academy?
Great question. We have a culture of character education at Coastal because we make it a priority. We prioritize character by investing in it. We invest time, resources. We have a focus on continual improvement, so we make sure that character education is alive on campus. Some of the specific ways we do that is by having a common language based on our 8 keys of excellence. The 8 keys are our core values, or kind of the common beliefs that we use and choose to live by. So hopefully our families know them, but they are: speak with good purpose, ownership, integrity, failure leads to success, balance, commitment, this is it, and of course, flexibility. So following the 8 keys of excellence as our foundation, or those actual core values, it gives us clear expectations on campus and kind of a common language to discuss how we should act and behave. And having everyone know and enforce the 8 keys gives parents and administrators and teachers and ultimately students all the same language to talk about their actions. So as student supervisors might be on the playground, they can remind students, hey, nice job speaking with good purpose, if they heard something. Or remember to speak with good purpose if they heard something and need to be corrective. That same language can be used by all adults on campus. So most importantly, we find that students are finding themselves using it and talking with others. And even as staff members, we use it and correct each other or encourage each other. I feel like we really made an impact when I started hearing students using the language and holding each other accountable for those actions. Another way we've embedded character education into the culture is by moving from a reactive position to a proactive position with behavior. We've done this by being more intentional with teaching the 8 keys of excellence and the behavior we expect on campus. We do this by teaching the eight keys with our counselor, Miss Jenny. That's been awesome. We do a monthly team talk video, and that reinforces our eight keys of excellence. We actually have our middle school students starting to lead these videos, which has been a lot of fun. We also have blue tickets that we give out when we catch kids following the eight keys, and we positively promote what we want to see. And these enhancements have all made a real difference. Students get excited to see whose name's going to be called over the intercom on Thursdays and Fridays as we pull raffle winners for people who won the eight keys ticket winners.
That's really exciting. So talk to us about, you know, the importance of academics, but not only that, how character education impacts those academics.
Well, that's awesome, Cam, because obviously those two really go hand in hand. We know that research shows that social emotional growth and academic growth are closely tied. And we realize that we need to focus on the whole child so that we address the social emotional or those behavior wellness issues along with academics for maximum benefit and maximum learning, really. So adding the school counselors was one significant way that Classical supported kind of our efforts on school campuses. Oftentimes, it takes 1 to 2 minutes to greet students at the door or ask how they're feeling or address needs in a class meeting format. You have spent the time on that social emotional, so students are ready to receive the academics. If the emotional needs aren't addressed, many students aren't in a place where they're really ready to learn. For Coastal Academy, we're making really great strides addressing these social emotional needs and feelings, and that's increased trust and even a sense of safety on campus. And I know that having kids feel safe and cared for on campus really impacts learning.
So character education has always been a focus of the Classical Academies. So what prompted you and your team to really improve and expand the focus on character education over the past few years?
As an organization, I think we all saw more and more students were suffering from social emotional issues that were adversely affecting academics. And we knew as an organization, we needed to do more to provide support for those kids. So fortunately, our whole organization responded to this need and gave school site counselors, which have been a great resource. Also, although we had focused on character education from our very beginning, we saw signs that helped us realize we could do better. And I know at Coastal specifically, we noticed inconsistency amongst teachers and even at different grade levels for using the eight keys and even our proactive character approaches. So to remedy this, we implemented what we call a systems approach to behavior that was proactive and more consistent. And for us, this has really been a game changer, making everything equitable across the campus. So we're using a system that's called Positive Behavior Intervention System, which is an educational acronym, PBIS. And this helps us ensure equity for all students. So the goal is a consistent system with a positive, proactive approach to behavior. We now have a tiered approach where all students get proactive, positive behavior teaching and reinforcement, but those that need more are able to get more, and those needs get addressed in the different tiers.
Interesting. So does that tiered approach actually support students who are struggling with behavior or maybe attitude?
Yeah, exactly. Those tiers really make a difference. Character education and a focus on positive behavior is our tier one approach. That means that every student gets it. So in most cases, these are proactive approaches. They might be things like just recognizing positive behavior with a blue ticket, having our school counselor teach lessons, having clear expectations for behavior, and all of these things make a positive impact. So that's tier one, something that we do campus-wide so everybody receives it. However, when issues still arise, because they will, we're dealing with little humans. We have super supports in place in these different tiers of intervention to sort of up the support. So if behavior is challenging, we address them by adding tier two and even tier three supports that depend on what the students' needs are. And despite all of these intentional efforts, we will still have challenges and students who require additional support. Kids will still be kids. And so we look at these as great teaching opportunities. These students have access to intervention or extra supports, which can vary from possibly a behavior contract with a teacher or something called a check-in, check-out. We all also have something called self and match, and all of these can help students focus on specific behavior challenges. We offer individual and small group settings and counseling settings that focus on these specific teaching aspects of social-emotional skills. And our goal is to step up the support and address the needs. And we can be creative as a team. We find different interventions that make sense for the student. And we create and try to do different things until we kind of find what fits. And we have a PBIS team of different people on campus that focus on the system. And they meet regularly and discuss students and safety with what we call a safety net meeting, where team members come together, talk about different challenges specific kids are having, and it helps us approach things as a team. So staying true to our partnership, our approach is always to partner with our parents and address the behavior and character education as a team. So we're fortunate to have that partnership, and in most cases, we can team with a parent and work together to find the best solution for their particular kiddo.
Well, Marcy, thank you for taking the time to explain how character education is alive and well at Coastal Academy. And also a big thank you to you and your team for making such great efforts in this area. Is it true that your team is preparing for a new title?
Yes, Cameron, we're actually working to apply to become a school of character. This is a national honor we're applying to receive. The organization is actually called character.org, and they have 11 principles of character that they look for on your school campus. So we're currently outlining how we meet these 11 principles, and we hope to receive this recognition in the future.
Well, that's exciting news, Marcy, and it aligns with our mission of preparing students to think, communicate, and achieve. It's great to hear about the positive school culture and the environment that you're creating for our students. So we hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Partnering with Parents. We are here to educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator, and we hope that you'll join us next time for our upcoming episode.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.